Asan saw imperial courtiers decked out in robes of vermilion and saffron yellow, scholars with pale faces and work-curved spines, tech priests wearing golden face masks with glowing clusters of green eyes. Each room had a different smell, a different sound, a different ambience. They were distillations of humanity, those rooms, variegated snapshots of what the species had become. Asan found them mesmerizing. He wanted to linger, to study them, to ask what tasks they were engaged in. Malkador seemed to read his mind.
Ignore them. They are ephemera compared to what I will show you.
They kept walking. The lights and splendor faded away. Asan and the Sigilite descended through levels, traveling down ancient elevator shafts in sleet-gray cages hung from chains the width of a man's waist. It got warmer, uncomfortably so. Asan began to have the sense of something vast and ancient pressing down upon him. He saw the ungilded roots of the mountain beneath the pooled light of bronze-rimmed lumens, dark with streaks of granite and feldspar.
When we reach our destination, remain close to me. While you are with me, none will challenge you. Stray from my side, and you will die. Do not be fooled by what you see. Not all the centuries down here are visible.
Asan said nothing, but nodded. Eventually they reached the bottom, the very heart of the mountain. The cage ground to a halt, and the doors slid open. A vaulted cavern stretched away from them, its floor smooth and polished like onyx, its vast emptiness broken by great pillars of hewn stone. It yawned away into the gloom of the underworld, as quiet and eerie as the upper levels had been bustling.
Immense. And under my feet the whole time. How could such a place be hidden? How many know of this?
Only a few figures moved across the glassy floors. Senior Mechanicum adepts in blood-red robes. Silent, stony-faced women wearing ornate suits of battle armor and long fur-lined cloaks. Towering sentinels clad in baroque plates of gold and carrying force staves that hummed with fierce energies. These last were, he knew, the Legio Custodes, the Emperor's own. Asan found himself sweating again. The Sigilite walked out across the cavern floor, the metal butt of his staff clanking as he moved. None of the others acknowledged him. They seemed preoccupied. Those whose faces were visible betrayed expressions of resolve. Some bore signs of extreme fatigue. Asan followed. The whole place was almost unbearably strange, an austere, murmuring vault of shadows locked away beneath the foundations of the world.
What is this place?
Asan found it surprisingly hard to keep up with the old man's pace.
The beginning, and perhaps the end.
They kept moving. Asan saw branching tunnels leading off deeper into the mountain. Some were little more than man-sized doorways. Some were gaping avenues large enough for a titan to pass through. He smelled the acrid tang of incense and felt a seismic rumbling from far beneath his feet. Every so often, the ground would shudder as if rocked by distant quakes, though none of the silent figures around them seemed to react.
They're so subdued.
Asan had not meant to speak. His thoughts seemed to spill out of his mouth as if eager to break the oppressive silence. The Sigilite paused to consider that, his head tilted as he observed the figures around him.
How do you wish them to be? They dwell in the forgotten halls of gods, but each has his task. They cannot pause to reflect. None of us can.
He smiled thinly.
That, of course, may be the origin of all of this. We never had time to reflect. A fine epitaph for an overbold species.
He started to walk again, and Asan hurried along in his wake. At length, the Sigilite paused before an opening in the cavern wall. The smell of chemicals bled out of the gap. 20 sigils had been carved over a low granite lintel, most only half visible in the shadows. Hassan made out a wolf's head, a snake, an angel, and other, more obscure devices. It looked like two of the symbols had been scratched out or had worn away. The sigilite studied them for a moment. His face was somber.
That was where we planned them. The archives are still there. His notes, the first studies. Some of the early gene banks might still be there too, for all I know. Left behind when we created the main facility. Sad, really.
Hassan looked down the long tunnel. He couldn't see far.
Is that where we're going?
The sigilite shook his head. His staff started to clank again.
No one goes there now.
They kept moving. More archways passed by. Each one sunk deep in the cavern's permanent gloom. As the sheer scale of the underground realm became apparent, Hassan began to feel a strange sense of regret. The entire complex was evidently the work of many centuries, a subterranean city hidden from the eyes of the world and buried under miles of solid rock. So much of it was abandoned, left to moulder amid the echoes like the graves of ancient kings. So much else was unfinished. Something had gone badly wrong. Hassan wondered, where was the Emperor in all of this? Did he still tread these halls? The very thought of it sent cold shivers running down his back. For the first time, Hassan began to wonder if worse things existed than civil war against a renegade war master. If those things slumbered in semi-ruined chambers buried deep in Terra's crust, then he was not sure that he wished to uncover them.
We are here.
The sigilite stopped abruptly before a great iron-bound doorway. It was spiked and padlocked, like the entrance to some torture chamber of the age-shrouded past. Hassan looked at it and barely suppressed a shudder.
We're going in?
Not yet. First, tell me how you failed.
Hassan reached for the locking pins and pulled them back. Once the seals had been broken, they withdrew easily. Farouk and the others said nothing, but watched from around the shuddering edge of the lifter's crew compartment. Hassan unclipped the final hooks and the lift shifted in his hands. The top plate ran the length of the crate. It was as thick as his hand. Hassan pushed his fingers under it and eased it up gently. As he did so, he smelled old dust sighing from the gap. A first twist of unease ran through him. He pushed the lid further back. A single, bulky object lay within the crate, bound with what looked like Hessian sacking. He took a knife from his boot and started to cut. Even once he'd seen what was inside, he kept cutting. He didn't stop until every scrap of sacking was peeled back and hacked away, just to make sure. At the end, he stood straight, gazing down at his handiwork. He felt sick, lightheaded. He reached out to steady himself.
What is it?
Hassan couldn't reply immediately. A sense of painful emptiness fell over him, choking off a response. When he did speak, his voice was strained.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Farouk unstrapped himself then and clambered over to the crate. He looked inside and saw what Hassan had seen. Inside the crate was a huge hunk of rock. Granite, perhaps. Just like the thousands that riddled the semi-desert around the compound. Filthy with storm-blown grime and cracked along one side. It filled most of the crate interior. Heavy enough to be plausible. Perhaps the weight of a dismantled rapier platform. It was slightly tapered at one end, otherwise blocky and crude. It might once have been a building block, discarded among the rubble of some old demolition site and left to wear away in the desert wind. Farouk didn't say anything else for a long time.
They knew we were coming.
Hassan nodded.
Duped. From the beginning.
We got the right bunker?
We did.
You sure? Perhaps...
We got the right bunker!
Farouk shrunk back. No one else spoke. The lifter's engines thudded away angrily.
So what are you going to do?
What do you recommend?
Hassan looked over to the embarkation ramp.
I should cast it loose. Throw it out, send it back to the desert where it came from.
His chin slumped against his chest.
Seriously?
Hassan smiled grimly and shook his head.
Don't worry. We were told to bring it back. So we'll do just that.
There'll be a reckoning for this.
Hassan leaned back against the cargo bay wall, feeling a powerful headache coming on.
Oh, I know that. But from who? Who ordered it?
The lifter continued onwards, hastening them towards the consequences of failure.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.